Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Nightbus-style break roll in Ableton Live 12 for that smoky warehouse jungle and old-school DNB energy. So think foggy industrial streets, rolling drums, dust in the air, and that forward-moving tension that makes a section feel like it's actually going somewhere. This is not just about chopping a break for the sake of it. In drum and bass, a break roll is a phrasing tool. It can carry you from intro into drop, hold the energy across 8 or 16 bars, or create that tense pre-drop corridor where the bass disappears and the drums do the talking. The vibe we want here is human, gritty, a little dangerous, and definitely not sterile. We're going to use Ableton's stock tools to build a rolling arrangement element that feels authentic. That means sliced break edits, ghost notes, subtle swing, filtered atmosphere, and a bass response that leaves space instead of fighting the drums. By the end, you should have a section that feels like a real DNB passage, not just a loop sitting on the grid. Let's start with the source break. Choose a break that already has personality, immense style energy, think break flavor. Anything dusty with a strong snare and some useful ghost hits is perfect. Drag it into an audio track and arrangement view, because that's where we can shape this like a section of a track, not just a loop in session view. Set the warp mode to beats, and keep the transient behavior focused on the actual hits. If the break needs to breathe, try a slightly looser transient loop setting. If it needs to lock tighter, go for a smaller division like 1/16. Then manually check the transient markers so the kick and snare land cleanly. And if the break is too clean, don't panic. We're going to rebuild attitude with editing. Now build your 4-bar skeleton. Copy the break across 4 bars, but don't just repeat it exactly. That's the first big lesson here. Energy density matters more than raw note count. A good roll comes from where you place emphasis, not from stuffing every moment with hits. Here's a strong approach. Bar 1 stays mostly intact. Bar 2 gets a snare duplication near the end of the bar. Bar 3 gets a ghost snare or kick pickup. Bar 4 wraps up, with a short 1/16 burst before the downbeat. You split for quick rearranging. Consolidate when the phrase starts feeling right, and clip gain to balance the ghost notes against the main hits. A good rule is simple. Every extra hit should have a job. If it doesn't increase tension, remove it. And that's a really important mindset in jungle and old-school DNB. The groove needs movement, but it also needs confidence. Too many edits and the break stops feeling alive. Too few edits and it feels flat. So aim for tension, not clutter. Next, shape the sound. Put the break on a drum group if needed. Then use some stock processing to give it weight and bite. Start with EQ8. Gently high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. Cut a bit of mud in the low mids if the break sounds boxy, and if the snare feels dull, give it a small high shelf in the upper highs. Then add drum bus. Keep the drive modest, just enough to roughen the transients. Be careful with boom if your sub is already doing work. You want the break to feel rough, not bloated. After that, add a glue compressor if needed, but keep it light. Slow enough attack to let the snare crack, moderate release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. We want control, not a flattened loop. The main snare still needs to punch through with authority, especially when you start adding ghost notes around it. Now let's bring in the smoky movement. This is where the Nightbus personality really shows up. Add ghost notes, micro edits, and tiny timing shifts so the break feels like it's breathing. Duplicate a snare tail, move a hat fragment slightly ahead or behind the grid, shorten a slice, so it becomes a tick instead of a full hit, and lower those ghost hits well below the main hits. A really useful trick here is to think about the bar line as something the break can lead into. In jungle and old-school DNB, a slightly early pickup snare or hat can make the next bar feel like it's rushing forward in a musical way. So don't be afraid to nudge the final ghost hit before the downbeat a little bit ahead of the grid. That tiny push can make the whole phrase feel alive. If you want, you can also route the breakthrough simpler in slice mode and build it like a drum rack. That gives you even more control over individual hits. Then you can program a second lane of ghost notes or extra percussion movement without destroying the original break's flow. And this is a great place to test a little swing. Not too much, just enough to breathe. A groove pool setting around the mid-50s can add that old-school wobble in a tasteful way. If you overdo it, the section gets loose instead of urgent. Now we need atmosphere. A smoky warehouse vibe is not just drums. You need a layer of air, dust, and distance to make the section feel like it exists in a real place. Add a subtle noise texture, a filtered pad, or a soft harmonic wash using operator or wavetable. Then put an auto filter on it and keep it low-passed and tucked back. This layer should be quiet. It's not the star, Its job is to fill the space between snare tails and make the section feel deeper and more cinematic. A short reverb or a filtered echo can work too, but keep those effects restrained. Smoky does not mean washed out. You want concrete room, not fog blanket. A good move is to introduce that atmosphere from bar 1, then slowly open the filter by the time you hit bar 4. That gives the whole roll a sense of emergence, like it's pulling out of the dark. Now let's make the bass answer the drums instead of fighting them. This part is huge. In DNB, the bass should usually speak after the drums, not all over them. So think call and response. The break leads, the bass answers. Use a Reese, a dark mid-bass, or a simple sub and a tuned mid-layer. Keep the sub mono below around 120 Hz. Add a little saturation or overdrive to the mid-layer if you want more grime, but don't let the low end get sloppy. For a 4-bar roll, try this phrasing. Bar 1. No bass. Bar 2. One short bass stab after the snare. Bar 3, two responses, but leave space for the roll. Bar 4, a longer bass note or a stop-start phrase right before the drop. That creates real conversation between the drums and bass. And that's classic jungle logic. If everything is talking at once, the arrangement gets muddy fast. Now we animate the transition. Automation is not just decoration here. It's part of the structure. Use automation on your autofilter cutoff, echo dry slash wet, reverb size or send level, and even utility gain if you want quick mutes or impact prep. Here's a practical recipe. Keep the break fairly dark through bars 1 to 3. Open the filter a little in bar 4. On the final half bar, add a small echo throw on the last snare or hat. Then either cut the tail or let it slam into the drop. A really nice variation is to open the filter only on the ghost hits, not the main snare. That creates motion, without making the full loop too bright. It's a subtle move, but it makes the roll feel like it's shimmering in the dark. Now place the whole thing into arrangement context. A strong DNB section usually works best when the phrase lengths are clear. 4 bars for a transition, 8 bars for a tension build, 16 bars if you want a longer pre-drop story. Think in terms of setup, escalation, and release. For example, bars 1 to 8 could be the stripped intro with break, atmosphere, and sparse bass stabs. Bars 9 to 16 could intensify with more snare edits and filtered bass. Then the drop lands hard on the next section. You can also build a fake out. Pull out a key element for half a bar before the drop, maybe the kick, and leave only the snare ghosts and atmosphere. That absence makes the return hit harder. This works really well in DNB because the listener expects impact, so even a small hole can feel massive. A few important checks before you call it done. Listen at low volume. If the groove still feels alive quietly, your transient balance is probably strong. If it disappears, you may be relying too much on processing and not enough on rhythm. Check mono compatibility, especially on the bass. Keep the low end centered and stable. If the Reese is wide, make sure the real sub stays solid. If the kick and sub are fighting, tighten the bass note lengths or reduce the kick's low end a bit. And most of all, ask what the roll is doing structurally. Is it a build? A transition? A pre-drop weapon? A tension loop? Shape it with purpose. That's what makes it feel like a real section instead of a random edit. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't over-edit the break. Keep at least some of it natural so the groove still feels human. Don't stack too much bass under the roll. Give the drums the first word. Don't make every ghost note loud. Ghost notes should be felt more than heard. Don't crush the snare with heavy compression. Preserve the crack. And don't drown the whole thing in reverb. Smoky is not the same as washed out. If you want to push it further, resample the break roll once it works. Bounce it to audio, then chop it again. That can add tiny imperfections and grit that are hard to program on purpose, and those imperfections often make the warehouse vibe feel more real. You can also dirty a duplicate of the break track in parallel. High-pass it, saturate it, compress it a bit harder, and blend it back quietly for extra texture. That gives you grime without killing the original transient shape. Here's a quick practice challenge to lock it in. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Pick one break and drag it into arrangement. Build a 4-bar roll using only slicing, duplicating, and clip gain. Add 2 ghost notes per bar at lower volume. Put EQ8 and drum bus on the break. Add a filtered atmosphere with operator or waveable and auto filter. Write a simple 2-note bass response that only appears in bars 3 and 4. Automate the filter opening over the last 2 bars. Then bounce the section and listen once in mono. The goal is simple, make the roll feel like a real phrase, not just a loop. If it doesn't create forward motion, simplify it and remove something instead of adding more. So remember the core idea here, a Nightbest style break roll is about phrasing, tension, and smoky movement. Build it in arrangement view. Use slicing, ghost notes, clip gain, and subtle swing. Support it with atmosphere and a bassline that answers instead of competes. Keep the low end clean, and make every bar feel like it's driving the track forward. That's how you get that dark, rolling, warehouse DNB energy that feels alive, gritty, and ready to slam into the drop.